could we get an overview of how the VR system works?
Okay, so just a bit of a question there. So the virtual reality that we've created is actually called Educational Dementia Immersive Experience. And basically, as you said, there is no cure for dementia. So really what we need to do is assist people and support people as best we can through their ongoing disease process. So what we do is we work with the carers to give them an understanding of what dementia is all about so that they can better understand how to support that person.
So does the VR system, do you use the VR system with the carers?
The carers, yes.
Wow. No, you go. No, off you go.
So basically by stepping into this virtual world, you're experiencing a home-like environment through the eyes of the person living with dementia, and you start to understand, you know, intellectually, I can tell you that there's a memory issue, there's a spatial awareness issue, there's things can appear to be moving when they're not, you know, so I can give you a list of what the symptoms are. But when you put all of those symptoms together and actually experience them, the understanding is so much different.
Yeah, wow. Obviously, because not only does it affect vision, but it's a very, you know, brain and memory type disease. So, you know, showing that through virtual reality, it must be quite difficult, but must be quite shocking for the carers, especially you were saying before that sometimes things move when they're not really moving. So how does your VR system differ from standard video game virtual reality?
Actually, it uses exactly the same game engines, and we actually work with game developers. So
wow.
We actually use the same platform, we've just put it to a different purpose.
Wow.
So it's game for education.
So when you enter this virtual reality, are there tasks that you were supposed to complete? How does it work?
Yes. So we actually focused on an issue that is very pertinent to people who are living at home with dementia. One of the reasons people end up going to care is continence becomes an issue. So what we've done is we've asked you to step into the person's shoes. You've got up in the middle of the night and you're trying to find the bathroom. And there are a number of hurdles in your way because of the cognitive changes happening. So finding the bathroom, a simple task, can become very, very difficult with these cognitive changes.
Mm, absolutely. And what has been the reaction from the trial so far?
It's been overwhelmingly positive. People walk out with a much greater understanding of what dementia is about. So previously, they had an academic understanding of what it was. But now they have an empathy for the person. They have a deeper understanding. And when we've done the evaluation, we've found that people actually speak from the point of view of the person living with dementia. So you've shifted their thinking from the carer's way of thinking to the person with dementia's perspective.
Mm. And how do you see this technology continuing to develop in the future?
We've actually got some things already in the pipeline, and one of them is that we've introduced some avatars. Actually, our next development is really exciting because we've taken the same scenario and we give you that experience through the eyes of the person living with dementia and through the eyes of the carer. And so you see the same scenario played out through both sets of eyes, and it really is a very exciting way, I think, to educate people about how what can appear to you as a carer to be very straightforward and easy, for the person living with dementia, it's a very different experience.
Mm. And do you think you'll be able to see these technologies becoming a standard for Alzheimer's caring going forward?
I think so. And look, virtual reality in education is really a growing field. People are seeing the power of giving people an immersive experience to really increase their understanding.
Mm. Hey, Dr. Petrovic, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you.